This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena to answer questions before Congress. Sagar Magani reports.
A federal judge says former White House counsel Don McGahn must comply with a subpoena to appear before Congress. It's a setback to President Trump's efforts to keep top aides from testifying before lawmakers. The judge writes presidents are not kings and do not have the power to excuse aides from complying with a valid congressional subpoena. His lawyer says McGahn will comply unless a court stays the ruling, which the White House says it will appeal. It's argued in the past McGahn and other top officials have absolute immunity from testifying. The judge says no such immunity exists. Sagar Magani at the White House.
British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn on Tuesday tried to defuse harsh criticism about anti-Semitism leveled in a newspaper column by Britain's chief rabbi. Corbyn addressed Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis's remarks while taking questions at a campaign event. Just over 2 weeks before Britain's December 12th election, he denied Mervis's claim that Labour and its leader have been deeply tarnished by pervasive anti-Semitic attitudes.
There is no place whatsoever for anti-Semitism in any shape or form or in any place whatsoever in modern Britain, and under a Labour government, it will not be tolerated in any form whatsoever.
The influential rabbi's suggestion that Corbyn was unfit for high office represents a break from his traditional position of not commenting on party politics. He said Britain's Jews are gripped by anxiety about Corbyn's possible election. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. At least 18.